For my dad, who is dead but hopefully taking a break from smoking weed and eating fried chicken on the astral plane to read his daughter's book. Pleasure, so to speak, is nature's revenge. In it, human beings divest themselves of thought, escape from civilization. Max Horkheimer and Theodore W. Adorno. Do every sin that you can, you know? Have sex with an old man and steal a plant and get arrested. Nicole Snooki Polizzi. Introduction. I always thought of tacky as my mother's word, and at 8 I didn't quite know what it meant. In fact, at 28 I still don't really know what it means, though like Supreme Court Justice Stewart once said of the threshold for obscenity, I know it when I see it. But as a kid, I hadn't yet seen it enough to wrap the word into an appropriate context in my mind. I mostly heard my mother use it when speaking about my father's mother, a glamorous woman whom I believed was the absolute coolest. I liked watching her chain smoke and hand my dad his ass in games of Scrabble, though I liked it less and threw occasional temper tantrums when she handed me my own ass in Scrabble. My tantrums seemed to galvanize her. She always responded to them by pointing at me and laughing, taunting me with a chant of Aries Moon, Aries Moon, until I either cried or shut up. Having been a professional astrologer for decades, she had one answer to all my most annoying behavior, be it my sore loser tendencies or my stubborn refusal to take a joke that was made at my expense, which was that my Aries Moon was responsible. Still, I liked exploring her musty Miami condo and checking out all the badass old lady stuff she had. Piles of furs that her gangster husband had bought her. Entire libraries worth of books about tarot and palmistry. 4 full boxes of real jewelry that looked fake. Her jewelry alone, she'd once bragged, was so heavy that she'd had to tip her movers extra. To this day, I look back on that statement and think about how baller it is. My mother had her issues with her mother-in-law because this was the 90s and everybody hated their wives and mothers-in-law with all their hearts, if the era's stand-up comedy is to be believed. But when she really wanted to cut my boobie down to size, she'd bust out one particular insult. "Your Grandy is just tacky, tacky, tacky," she'd say to me, her voice jumping into its shrillest register with each tacky. I mean it. Tacky, 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 tacky. All that said, I wasn't worried about the central tenets of tackiness as an 8-year-old. My thoughts were firmly on the school talent show, where my then-best friend Maria and I planned to sing and perform an Irish jig to a Bewitched song. We couldn't sing, and did not know how to dance any traditional Irish dances, but we weren't about to let that hold us back. A lot was riding on this: our reputations, our love for Bewitched, our ability to wear glittery costumes. This last item was, I suspect, our primary motivator. My mother had taken us to a Michael's craft supply store once, where she'd made the mistake of letting us see the store's selection of fabric paint. My mother refused to stock a single tube of the stuff in her house, correctly believing that I would immediately turn it on all my most hated child formal wear. But now that we had an act for which we needed to costume ourselves, our desire for the fabric paint was legitimized. My mother grudgingly purchased us a couple tubes along with some white t-shirts. "So what are you going to paint?" she asked us, a lifelong artist herself. "Polka dots? Stripes?" Maria and I hadn't thought that far and looked at each other. "Princesses," I said, at the same time that Maria said, "Jewels." My mother chuckled. "Sounds good." At home, we promptly went apeshit, drawing vast, squiggling fuckeries all over those poor white t-shirts. I do think we were making an honest effort to draw actual things, since we had developed our princesses-slash-jewels theme a little more in post-production, and decided that we would dress as actual members of Bewitched. I would be either Adele or Kiwi. They were identical twins, and my obsession with the band did not extend so far that I could tell them apart. Maria wanted to be Sinead, but I pointed out that it wasn't fair for either of us to be blonde Sinead, since we both had dark hair. So she settled on being either Kiwi or Adele.